This is the Community Forum, a public affairs presentation of the Montrose Broadcasting Corporation. Welcome to the program. It is good to have you along today. As we talk about a sensitive topic, it's something we wish we didn't have to talk about, but it involves safety involving shootings, school shootings, church shootings, wherever the case may be. We've seen a lot of it in recent years. And there's a local gentleman who is working to help people protect themselves. We're going to be talking about what he does and what you can do to protect yourself today on the program. Our guest is Scott Robinson. He's from Union County now. He grew up in the D.C. area, but he's retired from the FBI, and he's running a couple of businesses that focus on safety. Mr. Robinson, thank you for joining us on the program today. Let's start by talking about your businesses and a bit about what you do and how you are helping people to think proactively.
Well, I actually have two businesses. The first business is SR Tactical, and that focuses primarily on firearms training for the average person, specialized in concealed carry. Because in Pennsylvania, you're not required to have any training, but talk to all the sheriffs, the police department, and they're firm believers in training. Plus, you have to know the laws. You have to know actually what's going to happen to you during a shooting, physically and mentally, and how the bad guy or bad girl, how they are thinking, what their philosophy is, what their psychology is, and why they do the things they do. The second business is Measured Response Group, and that focuses primarily on corporations, industry, education, churches, things like that, to get them prepared to preempt a crisis and how to handle a crisis if it actually happens.
Okay, and certainly a timely topic, but not one you wish was a timely topic,
right.
But it's the reality. We just had the synagogue shooting. Mm-hmm. There's a church shooting, 2 years ago. Mm-hmm. I'm saying of the ones that have really stood out in the news. And you got started just earlier this year, correct?
Correct.
Through the help from the Bucknell Small Business Development, mm-hmm. which we've also had on the program before. Yep,
they've been fantastic. And actually took a dream to reality. Moving to Pennsylvania recently, I had no idea about the Pennsylvania laws, how to start a business in Pennsylvania, or even which direction to go. And I had so many people requesting training that I really need to make this a business. And the Small Business Development Center, they guided me, they gave me different philosophies, they helped me get through the laws, helping to incorporate, and then how to diversify the business to hit the biggest market possible.
As far as the content of what you do, I mean, your background is such that this makes sense. Explain where your career has taken you and how this is such a good fit.
Wow. Well, I originally started my government career back in the early 1980s as an engineer for Department of Defense and NASA. So I worked on aircraft weapon systems, I worked on military weapon systems, and then I worked on NASA spaceflight hardware. And then right before 9/11, I got drafted into what they call the black side of the government, part of the government that doesn't exist, and started doing this thing called counterterrorism, which was new at the time. And then, of course, we got hit with 9/11, and that changed everything dramatically. And then finally, I was recruited by the FBI to start heading up some of their counterterrorism units.
So obviously, we have a guy here who knows what he's talking about when it comes to these issues, which we'll get into. Now, give me an idea of how you operate. Where's the business come from?
Unfortunately, most people are reactive, and that's the way we are. After a situation happens, then we react. We do the shoulda, coulda, woulda type situation. We're not preemptive. We're not proactive. And I had a lot of people come to me to ask to train them. Also, churches step forward and ask me to train them, schools, businesses, and places like that to help them get prepared for a crisis, not only a violent crisis, but also what happens if they have a fire? Are they prepared for that? Most places are not prepared for that, to handle any type of crisis or emergency.
Doesn't have to be necessarily a crisis brought on by a person with a gun. There's a lot of different situations that you're
right.
dealing with.
Yeah. Especially living around the rivers up here, we have a lot of flooding.
With these active shooter situations, I mean, like you said, people tend to, what do I do now? Give me some thoughts within a church or school. What do people need to keep in mind? I mean, I've heard people say, oh, they're doing this drill at school, that's terrible. But it's wish we didn't have to, but the reality and being prepared is the key. So, what do you tell people? What should be at the forefront of your mind, just in case?
First of all, keeping yourself squared away, because the worst thing you can do in a situation like that is panic. You have to know in your head how your body is going to react to a crisis type situation and fear what's going to happen mentally and physically to you. And then basically in an active shooter type situation, you need to run, hide, or fight. You need to get out of there as soon as possible. If you can't get out of there, you need to hide in a good, secure location. And then as a last resort, fight.
Over the last couple of years, some of these incidents, you've heard of people who, because of knowing about previous incidents, have kind of taken steps to fight back or at least know how to react.
Yeah, I think there's much more awareness now, but we still need to do more. We need to be aware of who is in our congregation, what's happening in their personal lives, because not only in a church, but in places of business, we bring our personal lives with us. So there could be domestic situations, there could be criminal activity, all kinds of stuff like that that comes into the workplace and comes into these establishments.
Just a couple of years ago here in Columbia County, there was an incident, and kind of a domestic incident that spilled over into a restaurant, which became a fatal shooting. That tends to be the kind of place you could be that you think, well, this could be a place where a shooting could take place. But I mean, it's anywhere. I mean, there's, like you said, soft targets, places we didn't used to think of as unsafe.
That's exactly right. And unfortunately, every day that we leave our house to go somewhere, we have to basically keep our eyes open and our head on a swivel. We have to be aware of what's around us, because it can happen anywhere, and it does.
And I found myself actually walking through Target one day thinking, now, if there was a shooting right now, what would I do? Where would I go? So I thought I was being paranoid, but probably that's at least just to keep that stuff at the forefront. Not obsess on it, but have your plan.
Right. I always teach in my class, and I always tell my students, change your way of thinking, not your way of life. Don't let it affect your everyday life. But we do have to change our way of thinking. Like I said, you have to keep your eyes open and your head on a swivel. Always look around and always be aware and always have a plan. Like you said, when you go to Target, even when you go to the gas station, you need to have a plan. What if?
But of course, then you're dealing with schools. It's kind of almost on the administration and the teachers, because, you know, the kids are just kind of a captive audience in their classrooms. So how much do you deal with schools and preparing them? Is this something that more schools have been doing?
Yeah, I think our schools are getting smarter. Sadly, because of all the incidents that we've had, schools are starting to train more and they're starting to prepare more. We need to continue that, and we need to do it regularly, just like we have fire drills. We need to have active shooter drills and just be aware of things like that.
And we've heard talk of arming teachers and so forth. Do you think what are your thoughts on something like that, or is that going overboard because there's other ways to handle it?
Well, that's kind of a double-edged sword. Unfortunately, to stop violence, you have to meet it with equal or greater violence. That's a reality that a lot of people don't want to face. As far as arming people, arming our teachers in school, arming security guards, arming people in churches. That's a very tough situation, because yes, it can help, it can stop an active shooter, but the person who is armed needs to be highly trained. They need to practice all the time, because they could accidentally shoot the wrong person. There's a lot of liabilities with that issue. So again, it's a double-edged sword, and that person needs to be trained, and they need to be aware of the immense responsibility that they have when they carry a firearm.
Definitely not something for hand out like candy to everyone, though.
Absolutely not. No.
You got to be prepared. I know. I mean, if someone was to tell me you need to carry a gun to work now to defend yourself, I would need a lot of preparation, because that's not my thing. So.
Right. And there's so many other things that we can do other than arm people. You know, you have to have that basic awareness. In a church, you have greeters. They have to be aware of how people are acting. They actually have to do some personality profiling too, and watch what people come in the door and how they're acting.
Kind of have to think like an FBI agent or a psychologist when you're spotting what's out there.
Absolutely. Yeah. And it goes back to that, keep your eyes open and your head on a swivel.
How have churches changed? You know, have we upgraded that kind of thing yet in a lot of churches, or is that still a tough area?
Sadly, no. Most churches are unaware. They don't know where to begin. And then there are some churches who just don't want to change. We have to change, because we live, unfortunately, in a violent society, and we have to just have that level of awareness, and we have to protect ourselves, and we have to protect others.
Probably your goal is to more take people into the thoughts, the prep in your brains, rather than, putting up walls around the church and having, machine gun nests for the greeters. I mean, that seems to be, are there things we can do, though, like hardware-wise, too? Or do you think that's, then you start feeling like you're in a fortress when you go to church or school?
Oh, sure. There are things you can do like that, but that also costs a lot of money, which a lot of churches don't have. Primarily, I focus on the psychology of what the perpetrator is thinking, why they're doing what they're thinking, and then again, what's going to happen to you when you're in that situation, what happens when you have that adrenaline dump, what happens when your thought process starts getting blurred from everything happening. You basically have to be squared away in the head before you can employ any of these other techniques.
Have you spoken to groups on this, like church groups, school groups, anything to get a big chunk of people that think in that way?
Yeah, but it's very difficult because people don't want to admit that this stuff exists out there, that we are targets, and unfortunately that violence does exist.
We often tend to say things are totally different now, things are terrible, as opposed to, when I was a kid. But do you think that's just a change in the type of violence we're seeing and where it's happening? I mean, or have things gotten worse?
I don't know that things have gotten worse because the statistics, it's kind of like a roller coaster, but I think we are becoming more accepting of violence in our society because of the violent video games, the violent movies, and because it's happening more. We're inundated with it all the time on the news. So we're becoming numb to it, and that's not a good thing.
I know whenever I see something like that, you say it's kind of a numbing after a while because it's like, oh, that's today's mass shooting. But that's where we should not be going with our minds.
Correct. Yep.
Tell me a bit about some of the, you hold various seminars and so forth. As far as church security and, give us some heads up on that and how people could become part of that.
Sure. We do active shooter seminars, which focuses strictly on active shooter, on the psychology of it. Again, what's going to happen to you in that situation and how to handle it. We do workplace violence classes, which has the active shooter as a component. But again, we bring a lot of our personal lives in, so the workplace violence also covers domestic violence indicators and stuff like that. And then we do the Securing and Protecting Our House of Worship class, which is a pretty long class. It's a 3-hour class, and it goes into detail psychology of violence, also the Israeli technique of doing personality profiling, how people are behaving, behavioral profiling, and then all kinds of security options. Anything from having greeters at the door who are aware to having armed people in the church, which again, I don't recommend unless they're highly trained, and I'm actually kind of against that. Because there's so many other techniques that we can use that will either slow somebody down or stop them.
Preparation really being the key as opposed to all this other, possibilities. But do people find that intimidating to say, I'm admitting it, this could happen here? Do people tend to avoid it because of that?
I think so, yeah. It's a very difficult subject to discuss, and there are not a whole lot of people who know about it that can actually discuss it. It's very difficult for us to admit that it can happen here, even though we live out in rural areas. It can happen anywhere. Look at Sutherland Springs, Texas, at the church there.
Change our, not our lives, but how we approach them.
So correct. Change your way of thinking.
Don't avoid a seminar because I don't want to believe this is reality. But on the other hand, don't never go to church or Target because you fear it could happen.
Right. Yeah. And knowledge is power. We want to feel safe. And part of feeling safe is having the knowledge, being smart enough to realize what's going on and what you can do in bad situations.
And it's what I would say, being a little paranoid is useful in my case, and looking for where I'm going to hide a target. But how can folks get more information from you if they would like to get involved?
Sure, they can call me, 570-541-3494, or they can check my website, which is www.srtactical.net or www.measuredresponsegroup.com.
How far back does this did this idea stem for you?
I've been a volunteer firefighter all my life, 40 plus years, and so I've been in emergency situations. I've been in bad situations. I know what happens. But when I got into the FBI, I actually hired a young man who was a survivor of Virginia Tech, and he was in one of the classrooms that did not get shot up. And his classroom is a classroom that we learned our modern protocol on active shooters.
As far as addressing things like fires and weather disasters, that's all part of this too, you said.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, because we, you know, although a lot of the focus is on violence just because of things that have been happening in the news, you could have a sprinkler malfunction in your building. Renders the building useless. What are you going to do? How are you going to serve your customers? How are you going to serve your people? What about your data? How are you going to get access to your data? Because nowadays we store everything on a computer.
And that concludes today's program on safety and being proactive in the face of the possibility of violence. Our guest has been Scott Robinson, a retired FBI unit chief, a gentleman with extensive counterterrorism and firearms field experience, including special operations. He's been our guest today on the WPGM Community Forum, and we want to thank him for joining us, and we want to thank you, the listener, for tuning in. This has been a presentation of the Montrose Broadcasting Corporation. The views expressed on the Community Forum by our guests are their own and do not necessarily reflect those of the moderator, staff, or management of this station.